We want to read those portions that we read this morning fresh. Book of Genesis. Chapter 12. And verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plains of Moreh, and the Canaanites was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto, Thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Our exercise this weekend is to look at the four altars of Abraham. And we are going to look at these four altars from four different aspects. One of the traits of the day in which we live, the book of Romans chapter 1 tells us, neither were they thankful. One of the traits of the last days is unthankfulness. You know, I've learned to appreciate America more and more. And every time I visit the other side of the world, I realize how blessed we are on the West. I have gone places where at times I just give God thanks for what I eat. I don't know what it is. I just give thanks. I say, thank you, Lord. And you appreciate it. But my desire is to bring before you what it is to be appreciative of what God has done for us. In light of this altar here that Abraham has erected, it has been said that appreciation, thanksgiving, and praise is the expression of hearts of gratitude, thanksgiving, and appreciation for what one has done. You know, there was just a couple months ago, some lady was in some roadie or wrong, you know, here in the United States of America. And she's outside there, big bull. She decided, you know, she going out on the tarmac, on the field, and running past this bull. The bull hit her. And you know, a guy saw what happened, run out of the stands and covered her with his body. The bull came back after her, but the bull just scraped his head, a Marine. They asked him, why you did that? She says, she was in danger. You know what she said? I could have handled a bull, you know. I could have handled a bull. 3 ribs was broken. A collarbone was gone. And I could have handled. But I would have said, boy, thank God for this fellow, you know. Thank God he covered me when that bull was coming back the second time. Because the bull was coming to finish off. You know? Bull was mad. But it says, appreciation is one of the areas in the Christian life that is neglected, or little manifestation of it is seen. Appreciation for what Christ and what God has done for us. In the Word of God, it is frequently expressed, and it is found in the Psalms many times, expressions of thanksgiving, of praise, adoration, gratitude of what God has done for us. I would like us to turn quickly to that Psalm 107. In Psalm 107, the psalmist captures it wonderfully for us in verse 8. 4 times. As he looked, oh, he said in verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. But it's verse 8. Hear what he says. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 15. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his works, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 31. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. The psalmist captured it wonderfully for us when he uttered these words. When we think of the Lord dealing with us and how he has brought us into blessing, it's only proper, it's only right for us to render thanks and praise to him for what he has done for us. The highest praise, the highest worship indeed should be given to him. When we recognize and look really, just for the mercies of the day, one would say we should give God thanks for. But since we are going to use the altar of Abraham to open up to us, and we'll call this altar the altar of appreciation. The altar of appreciation, what it means to really lay down as built this altar, Abraham, after God spoke to him. Abraham decided, you know what? Boy, the only thing I can do is build this altar. Oh, that we would be stirred in ourselves to show our appreciation even more for what God has done for us in Christ, what he justly deserved. I want to look at Psalm 92. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy work of the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Boy, I tell you, when you read these Psalms and you realize what these men and the experience with God. Remember in Psalm 45, the psalmist says, my heart is indicting a good matter. When he said, I speak of things touching the king.